I received that. Let's start with this one. I'm a massage therapist. And I find, since I've been massaging for 8 years, that it used to begin at the beginning. When I first started, I would massage a person, and it seemed that I would take on their pain. So I'm wondering, now I've learned to channel it a little differently. So I'm wondering, do you have any suggestions in how to channel that even more effectively?
We do. In fact, we want to begin by saying to you that of all of the hands-on healthcare professions, the one you have chosen is the one that we think is most conducive to lining people up with their natural resources of well-being of all. Because it's less intrusive, and once you understand what's going on and you move the energy in the way that feels best to you, and we'll describe that, you can be of more benefit faster than anything else that we see happening on your planet today. And here's why. We said to you earlier that when a person is out of alignment or out of balance, that to the point that they're feeling physical discomfort, what that means is, whether it's from a physical trauma or whether it is from a sickness that they've brought on, at the basis of it is always misaligned energy. In fact, we've been saying to doctors and scientists for a while now that rather than looking for cures to illnesses, if you would look for the vibrational root of the illness, then you would accomplish something. Don't you find it interesting that as they find one cure, another disease squirts out in another way? And it's as if you can't find enough cures, and it's because the vibrational root has not been discovered and the resistance released. So, having said that, everyone that you are interacting with, as they are in their physical discomfort, it's not just that their physical body is out of alignment and that's why they have discomfort. It's that they have been vibrationally out of alignment for a while and that's why they now have a physical body that is uncomfortable. We say, if life has caused you to ask for more and you have not gone along with it, but instead have moved in opposition to what life has caused you to become, there's a tug of war going on within you that will eventually give you an uncomfortable sensation. At first, the uncomfortable sensation is negative emotion. If you don't know what the negative emotion means and release the resistance and begin going in the direction that life is calling you, don't worry, the discomfort will become more acute. And if you still don't recognize it and turn in the direction of what life is calling you, it will become even more acute until you have physical pain, even chronic physical pain. So by the time they come to you, they've got some discord going on vibrationally that is amplified beyond negative emotion. They're not coming to you and saying, I feel worry. They're coming to you and saying, I feel physical discomfort.
Right.
So now, whenever a body is out of whack, the cells of that body know exactly what to do to come back into alignment. So those trillions of cells are all working overtime in order to summon the source energy in order to come back into alignment. So now you not only have vibrational escrow calling this person forward, you've got all their trillions of cells calling those other trillions of cells forward into a place of more alignment. In other words, that's what physical pain is. Physical pain is the cell summoning more energy and the physical being blocking the movement of that energy because of the direction of their thoughts. So, here's where you come in. Your work is not to apply more energy. They don't need more energy. They've got trillions of cells summoning the energy, and they've got their own vibrational escrow summoning it. What they need is less resistance. That's why we think this touch that you're talking about can be so conducive, because if you can relax them into a place where they are no longer resisting the energy, in other words, relaxation is what they are needing. You're not a vortex that's opening more energy and shining a hose of greater energy. That would make them feel worse. The energy is already being summoned. Your work is to cause a relaxation. Your work is the same as our work. We are working on the allowing part of the equation. Step one and step two are already taken care of. What they need is some emphasis on step three, which is the allowing part. So as you are massaging them, make it comfortable for them. Don't make it hard. Don't try to work something out. Make it comfortable for them. And while you are doing your best, you see, if someone is feeling discomfort in their physical body and you are working